Anon vs. RGRE, Chapter 12, Anon vs. Dragon. I showered, for a time that felt like years. Unable to care about that fact, or any fact at all, my mind relaxed after spending so much time dirty. There had been some bullshit I recalled hearing in whatever place was before this. Cleanse the body to cleanse the spirit. It sounded like bullshit at first, the kind of crap someone says with the hope to be wise. Yet, maybe that passage was wise. Dirt and filth washed with the warm currents across and down and off my body, coat becoming drenched and strands becoming clean and skin burned lightly across from the temperature. The rising steam cleared all the gunk from inside my head. It had been way too fucking long since I've had a wash. Kinda makes me wonder how Twilight even put up being an inch close to me. Twilight. Tears across the brain forced me to wince down as a crack fractured my skull. High-pitched whining vibrated in the stall, enough for me to turn on my back legs, a hoof shooting into my closed eye and the other into an ear, as the water poured from overhead. Twilight, you weren't there when I woke up. Why weren't you there? My other eye opened to the steam becoming dense like a fog, the surroundings consumed into its depths, the space becoming nothing but precisely that. I shook my head to a thunderbolt of pain. Soon the water stopped, its pelting ceasing to be a sound. I stood only in the fog. It took me a few seconds to breathe, to get my damn head in the game, and even then I couldn't. It was like some curse had stolen me awake. Was it that crazy bitch from my dreams? Doubtful the slut had power here, yet I knew I was in a place both real and not. The fog spread before me, a divide in its sea, one going forward, inching up to a silhouette of a distant mound. Groaning of earth rocketed in my ears as the hill erected from the density. Once more, I was shaking my head and struggling, down to my knees and forced to look up, seeing with terrible familiarity something I couldn't really remember. I gazed up at it to see a hill with its grass dressed in memory. Eyes drawn to missing spots and little rocks that I somehow knew would be there. It was crazy because I was mad, yet what killed me was the tree. Great and large and in the middle of the hill. Thick branches and dense foliage both gently bobbed to the wind, promise of paradise to those underneath it. Someone else was there, small and black and without features, lying forward and with a hint of a book, legs kicking like a child as the pages flipped. I couldn't do shit as everything started to fade, an illusion imploding. Then a voice cracked me from the dream of a memory.
Anon! Anon! It's time to get out of there! You've been in the shower for way too long!
I huffed and puffed and spat the batch of water on my lips. Miniature waterfalls streamed down my face as the feeling of them being chilly caused me to shiver. My head whizzed around for the tap and it was behind me, so I slammed that bitch to the squeak of a seize.
About time you listen to me! I've been banging on this door for a couple of minutes now!
I panted steam and looked beyond the glass to the door. Knock still rocked in its place. I shook my head and having to deal with a twerp, of all things. Was there a reason for Twilight to keep him around? Surely adoption would have been possible.
Name's Spike, right?
It's Spike the Dragon to you!
You're making it way too fucking easy, hated kiddo. So, what's the longest you've knocked on the door for Twilight to come out of the shower?
Spike made a satisfied huff.
Oh, only for a few seconds, unlike you.
Well, congratulations! You just set a world record for longest knock in this castle to get someone out of the shower.
I spat on the ground and shook my head. Lying back in the tub, I curved to its slope, eyes closing on their own.
Now, go and celebrate in your room. I need a few minutes to rest up.
I expected him to leave. In fact, I hoped that he would. My mouth opened a bit at the thought of that. I don't have a memory of who I was before coming to this world. Entry wasn't exactly kind. Well, nearly being sucked off by the element of kindness itself wasn't kind. Well, I mean, maybe. Anyone else would have seen that as a good thing. My eyes squint. The girl was hot for a horse, and she wanted to suck my dick free of charge.
I wonder why I rebelled so hard at that.
Shaking my head, I brushed my ebony mane across the smooth counter. My eyes squint as I had been afforded the first moment to think. I'd always been with Twilight, forced to put up and answer her, and I hadn't been myself ever since coming here. There was no time to think, no time to process whatever the fuck I felt, or some other third thing.
Even if everything had gone swell on me coming here, I still would have been a dick. Wouldn't I? Was that who I was before, or just some fucking asshole? They allowed me to get away with it more here, or at least it feels that way. Mares, they love stallions, no matter what. They treat them like kids, and then they proceed to suck them off like lollipop. I don't like the imagery on that one at all.
How were you like that?
I blinked from my thoughts as even in the bathroom, I couldn't get a fucking moment to myself. I huffed and puffed as I realized the little scaly bastard wasn't fucking off for a bit. His back smacked into the door as he slid down it. Sitting there, that little fuck had me trapped. I rolled my eyes and laid my head back onto the counter. Oh, how do you mean, little jackass?
Jackass?
Fuck, profanity still isn't a thing. I need Twilight to let me spread the unholy words to the masses when she gets back. It's the lightest form of insult that you can call someone from wherever the fuck I'm from.
Why was I explaining this? Following these tangents led me back into the past, and it did help me remember a bit about it. Cues to unlock stuff from my passive memory or something. Twilight explains it better.
Basically, you asked me a dickish question, although to be fair, I was being the dick first. But still, you're refusing to leave and are blocking my way out.
So, I'm a jackass for it?
Yeah.
I nodded.
But it sounds like you're doing it for somewhat a good reason, so you don't deserve a harder delivery.
I groaned and rubbed the side of my head, and the place where my skull had cracked, feeling beneath the skin, nothing of the kind.
Yet it felt so real. Plus, I was a dickhead first and all that, but I still need to call you something, so jackass is the term for that.
Silence for a second.
Does it ever bother you that you talk funny?
I will fucking skin you alive as a coat and ask Twilight how I look.
I winced at that. Where did that aggression come from? Did I really mean that?
A little bit, but it's who I am at this point. At least in this current state.
My chuckles blossomed into laughter.
Dropped off into a strange-ass fucking world where horses rule the world and the guys submit while the girls dominate.
Out of all the things to latch onto from that previous statement.
You mean, you come from a place where mares don't run the world?
I closed my eyes and forced a smile for, as it was unseen, still affected one's speech and mood.
Not that I remember fuck all about it, but yeah. It was more so the reverse of that. Well, actually, not quite. It was getting closer to equal or something like that.
Anger flared, and my hoof slammed into the tub.
How in the fuck am I supposed to know anymore?
Silence for a few more seconds. Then another statement that settled the character of the dragon.
Are you sure you're not really a dragon underneath it all?
There are some statements in life that cause you to shut down, to wonder what the fuck everything is about. Now, how could someone ever come to such a position in life to say some of the stupidest shit you've ever heard in your life? Anger flourished. Then, as quickly, a strange kind of pity.
Maybe I am, or maybe I ain't, but I definitely know that something is different inside, for sure.
I guess it was harder to discount his theory when I wasn't even a pony to begin with. Maybe it was wrong to harp on him for a possible misunderstanding.
Why the question, kiddo?
Because that's how dragons are like around here.
I blinked as my head rose from the tub and looked at the door.
No shit.
I think I know this one. Rainbow was telling me about it.
Intense mathematical equations roared through Spike's head in the attempt to understand my bullshittery.
That's you asking if I'm over-exaggerating what I just said, then no, dragons are actually a bit like you.
I closed an eye.
And how would you know?
Hard huff from him.
Because that's exactly what a dragon would ask.
So, dragons are dicks?
Does dicks mean not nice?
Yeah.
Then they are very dicks.
I clenched an eye.
Well, you're getting closer with the language.
And their things are huge, too.
What, they're dicks?
No, they're things. You know, the thingy between our legs?
Yeah, a dick.
That's what you call them? You don't think they're nice, then?
One wrong word, Frey stuck out of place, and all of this could go awful. Possibility ran through my head and the kid thinking that I was gay or that I hated dicks. Well, I hated dicks, but I liked my dick. Not that kind of like, preferably in how it sometimes made me feel good.
When the hell did I become such a confused retard? Listen, this one's gonna be a little bit hard to explain.
Hard like a dick?
Don't lose your shit. Don't lose your shit. Don't lose your shit. We call things between our legs a dick. It soon became an insult because of what those who had dicks did.
It amazed me the shit I could pull without having to think about it. I never thought before where the term dick came from in the form of an insult. Yet, I pretended that I did. Maybe because it was so easy to work out when he gave it a second thought.
Banging someone for the sake of banging them or acting only in a way to get you laid, that kind of behavior you get in thinking with only your dick. It's a bit of a power play too, because everyone wants to have the biggest dick in the room.
The curtains rattled on the pole above as I pulled them to the side. Stepping out of the shower, I pulled a towel and draped it over my waist, not bothering to attempt an impossible gambit with hooves. I stopped before the mirror and honestly looked at myself.
That's so different from how it is here.
I turned my face before the mirror, coat of emerald in a hue seeming like creamy and minty ice cream, black mane draped over my face with my eyes peeking through the strands. I turned my muzzle to catch it at different angles, and it was a protruding thing, so strange to actually see.
How so?
Stallions tend to brag about whoever has the smallest dick.
I stopped, and I froze, and my head spun again. Too much layered on at once that I needed a second to breathe, in through my snout and out through my muzzle. Now, something about those two seemed wrong, as they were not things I had throughout my life. I feared I was going to need a blowjob or something soon.
And how long has that been a thing?
Spike said, rubbed into the frame of the door.
Ever since Princess Celestia's been princess.
Okay, so how long has that been?
Are you kidding? She's always been princess! She was an Alicorn even before Twilight was one!
And she's kept the world like this ever since?
Well, she doesn't tend to do that much in that regard.
The dragon still sounded so much like a kid, yet he was apparently of age with the rest of the girls. Though, most guys here either seemed regressed in either age or attitude. Is that what happens when sex and everything else was guaranteed to be supplied to you?
She lets the world be as it is and steps in if there's an issue. Every mare tries to be like her. She's the image for them all.
But every mare tends to do everything and leaves the stallions at home to be sucked off later. Is that the moral that she embodies?
I coughed and moved on.
And what about dragons? You said that they were like me?
Yeah, though, like you, there's not too many of them left.
I finished looking myself off over in my new body. I wasn't fat or skinny, and it seemed like I had a bit of muscle, but nothing that really caught my eye. I was different from the rest of the pack, at least. Their colors were light, whereas mine was strong. Although, it was no wonder why I stood out so much. Should I change my appearance to fit in? Get less attention and less hassle?
Fuck a makeover. So, who the hell wiped out dragons, then? They're proper dragons, right? Not the little ones, like you?
Silence came, and this time it wasn't because of anything else but pain. It wasn't even my intent to hurt him this time, but I did. It was just merely my way of being. It didn't really feel like much of a problem in my previous life, but here, males were overly sensitive.
Does that mean I have to be more careful with my words? Fuck that.
They were proper dragons.
Spike's tone was low, and it felt like the confidence built in our conversation just vanished. He forgot to be afraid in being a dumb kid, though now he went back to being a scamp.
And a little bit like you. Princess Celestia used to tell me stories about them when I was younger. They used to scare me a lot.
Just who were these ponies? I always thought it was weird when I ran into a princess in coming here, but did others have connections like her, or did I just stumble into something unique?
Your head's fogging again. Cool with the questions. Look, you're gonna overload yourself at this point. So, you personally know this Princess Celestia?
Spike seemed to think about it for a while. It appeared my questions were as strange to him as they were to me. Did ponies know of his tales as commonly as they did Twilight's? Why the fear of going out or dealing with mares? Or maybe it was because of that he was so afraid. Or maybe it was just due to how the public came to see him. I look at the previous recordings that I did for this story up till now. What a big difference. And a big thanks to you all for making this possible, because I guarantee you, the previous equipment that I had before, I would still be stuck with to this day if it weren't for you all. So, thank you. Now let's give out a big thank you and a big hug to our amazing donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Pony Man. Courier Crucii, Strix, Delta Omega, RuneScythe 9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Cerberus, Goulash Eating Hazar, Ronin Wandering, Ender I-63, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Krakow, Mr. ECU, and Leslie Prickett. Thank you all very much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and damn does it feel good to be back.